Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me this morning, I have Colleen from SAFE, the Peer Education Coordinator, and Kate and Devin from Mount Edgecombe High School, who are also part of SILC and the Peer Education Group, here to talk about February as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and some of the work being done by the Peer Education Group within the school districts here in Sitka. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about this very important topic.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And to start with, why don't we get a little background to the Peer Education Group? So it's a part of the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. Mm-hmm. So what is the Peer Education Group? What is their main goal?
So the goal for Peer Education, so it's a part of SILC, right? And it's a branch of SILC that focuses on educating on healthy and unhealthy relationships to reach a wide range of ages from teens and adults.
All right. And then, so this past month has been, I guess, an extra highlight for the work you've been doing as this has been Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Why have this highlighted month of teen dating violence awareness? I guess, why is that a highlighted specialty or something of particular importance?
Yeah, so teen dating violence is actually quite common. 1 in 3 teens experience teen dating violence, and we just want to educate our peers and other adults about what they can do this month and outside of this month to support those in unhealthy relationships.
And you were saying outside of this month as well, the Peer Education Group, you guys work through the entirety of the school year. This is not just a monthly thing or 1 month thing that you've done. This is August through May that you've been working. So I guess, what does that look like as a member of the Peer Education Group? Mm-hmm. What is your, do you have training involved with this? How does one prepare to be a peer educator? And how does one educate your fellow peers?
Yeah, okay. So in the beginning of the year in August, we start out with our planning and what we're, and we try to lay out what we're going to be doing for the year, and which is also when we have a few presentations in the high schools. And then throughout the school year, we deliver presentations and we have a bunch of activities that we plan and coordinate.
And before we went on air, you were saying you, as a peer education group, you usually have about like a weekly meeting, and then each month is workshops available to students as a whole. Are these workshops available to specifically high school age students, or are these for multiple age groups? Are you working with students beyond just high school?
I can add some context to the kind of framework of SILC and peer education. So the cool thing about the program is both Devin and Kate applied to be in the program. The group itself reviews applications for new members, and they determine if they see that person as a good fit. They are asked questions about their comfort of giving presentations and of speaking in front of people. They're asked about which one of SILC's and peer ed's values they most align with, just to make sure that we have a really strong group of teens. Once they join the program, we meet weekly, and then they also meet, SILC and peer ed, both groups together meet once a month for larger scale workshops.
Okay.
And then a part of peer education that's not necessarily a part of SILC is the intensive that they go through, which is an 8-meeting intensive workshop, which teaches them how to be really good presenters and good facilitators and kind of be like a master of their craft and an expert on the information that we're providing, because they provide presentations to elementary, middle, and high school. So they're giving personal safety presentations in the elementary school, and then healthy and unhealthy relationship presentations to middle and high school, just for some context to the program itself. So they work really hard.
Yeah, and to know how to be an effective communicator is really important, and it's definitely not an easy thing to master, especially when you're considering you are giving really important information to not only your peers, but then to have to translate that into something that's understandable for then middle schoolers and then elementary school mm-hmm. kids. Like that's extra levels of complexity to work with. That is, can I guess with anyone who's ever had younger kids trying to explain complex topics, mm-hmm. not easy, but still extremely important. So what are some of the things that you are trying to impart to fellow students when you have these meetings? What are some of the things that you are trying to teach, to make aware to your fellow students so they are safer and more cognizant in their relationships?
Mm-hmm. So in our presentations for the middle and high schoolers, we talk about unhealthy relationships and our like the rights and responsibilities that you have in a relationship, the cycle of abuse, and
power and control tactics.
Mm. Yeah. And then so far in the first semester, we've had about 16 presentations already. So we've had 11 presentations in the elementary school, in elementary school. And we reach about 200 students, and we've spoken to them about personal safety. And for the high school,
we've had about 5 presentations, 2 at Sitka High and 3 at Edgecombe, and we've reached about 125 students in high school.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the first semester.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's still another semester to go. You're just gaining steam. Mm-hmm. Before we went on air, you also mentioned that one of the goals that the peer education group has this year is to reach out and engage with more adults when it comes to teen dating violence awareness. So you've obviously the workshops you have are in schools. They're meant mm-hmm. for the students themselves. So what are some things that adults should be more aware of? Obviously, parents and family members, they want their relatives, their children, to be safe, to be happy and healthy. What are you seeing as maybe what adults are doing that maybe isn't helpful? And what could they be doing that would be more helpful, more supportive?
So what really isn't helpful is probably just trying to be too pushy about it and like going kind of too strong. And what we can do is to...
So it can be really hard to know how to respond when talking to a teen about teen dating violence, but it's important that we try and educate on this because teens like to go to adults as a harbor of support. So what adults can do is create a safe space, let a teen know that you're always there for them, and make sure to believe them and validate their responses. And even if you don't know how to verbally respond, you can just lend a non-judgmental ear and look for additional resources, which we have one on our website, SitkaYouthLeadership.com, or Sitkins Against Family Violence, or another one that we like to go to is LoversRespect.org.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, yeah, those are websites for more information.
Yeah.
It's nice to have more information in your toolbox, but you're saying something that's just the most important thing is just to be there as a safe mm-hmm. place of
yes.
whatever you have, come to me, I'll hear you. My first reaction is not going to be anger or judgment.
Yeah.
That alone can be, the
mm-hmm.
that's the base mark.
Yeah.
That's the first most important thing, which I'm sure with all probably easier said than done, but still very important to make sure teens have a good place to go. Should they find themselves in a situation
mm-hmm.
where they don't feel maybe as safe as they should.
Yeah.
Well, goodness, we're just about out of time this morning, but thank you both, all three of you, for coming in this morning. I guess before we do is there for the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee for the peer education group, is this something that is it each new school year that you are all accepting applications, more folks into your ranks? I guess, how do teens become involved in this group?
Yeah, teens are welcome to apply on our website. We also have social media. Kate manages our social media for us. And so on there's links to the application online. For Silk, we accept applications year round from any of the high schools, Sitka High, Pacific High, Mount Edgecombe. everybody's welcome to apply. For peer education, we do most of our application review in the fall because it's before we start our intensive. And so once we start that intensive, we kind of have locked in with the group that we have, and we make them really good presenters, and we have all the hard conversations. So feel free to apply, reach out, send an email. We are happy to chat.
Excellent. And again, the websites that you were mentioning, Kate, sitkayouthleadership.com, all your social medias, and then loveisrespect.org for folks who want more information, to arm themselves with more information for themselves, for their family members, for teen dating violence awareness, something that the focus was for this month of February, but important every month of the year. Colleen, Kate, and Devin, thank you so much for your work and for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.